want to bring in Ed O'Keefe, congressional reporter for The Washington Post, and Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine. Good to see both of you. And, Ed, let me start with you. President Obama just had lunch with Paul Ryan, and the fact that he would come out and start talking about Obamacare again, something that's not going to happen, its repeal, does it make things harder going forward, or is that just kind of what we expect at this stage of the game?
Well, remember that the House Republican caucus, many of them were elected and reelected on the promise of doing something to either repeal or cut back on Obamacare. So for Ryan not to include it in his budget proposal would be troublesome for his own standing as budget chairman. But you're right. It would certainly seem that this could potentially upend the talks that the president hopes to have this week with House and Senate Republicans and House and Senate Democrats, especially considering the fact that Obamacare was at the heart of so many of their disagreements in recent years. But we'll see. You know, I think we say this a lot in Washington, Chris, but this really is the week that could set the tone for the rest of the year, certainly for the rest of the fiscal year, and whether or not budget negotiations can go smoothly or whether they'll be just as nasty as they've been in recent years.
And we have seen the president trying to set a different tone with these lunches and dinners, what's been called the president's charm offensive. Here's some of the response from the Sunday shows.
And I think he's genuinely reaching out.
I'll certainly give the president the benefit of the doubt. The other side's not going to go away.
And so I hope that he's genuine, but I don't think we're going to be doing the Harlem Shake anytime soon.
Well, Matt, is this likely to help?
Help what is the question? I mean, I think the grand bargain has been a long shot for a long time now, and I don't think it's anywhere closer just because the president is having some more interesting or at least bipartisan dining dates these days. I think the focus is going to be rightly on this year's budget, and we're actually going to see this week something that we kind of thought we'd never see, which is the Senate Budget Committee actually talking about a budget for the first time in 4 years. So I think the focus is going to be on this fiscal year coming up, this budget. The president hopefully will unveil his tardy budget at some point here, and we're going to be wrangling on values, competing values between the two parties. I don't think we're going to see anything in the long term. I don't think Ryan talking about whatever he's going to talk about in a 10-year budget document is going to be all of that relevant to those discussions, except for just sort of laying down some markers on long-term values.
All right, let me bring in Senator Bob Casey, a Pennsylvania Democrat and a member of the Finance Committee, as well as the Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this year's budget, and we know that the president is going to come to Capitol Hill and meet with your caucus. What do you want to ask him? What do you think is important here?
Well, I think anything that's in furtherance of an effort to bring the sides together to reach bipartisan agreements for the near term, meaning this year's budget and beginning work on next year's budget, and maybe even a larger agreement. But I think it's we're going to have to take this in steps. And I'm glad that the president spent a good deal of time last week reaching out to Republicans. That can only help.
Yeah, there's been this talk about the possibility of a grand bargain in addition to the talks about this year's budget. And let me ask you some specifics. Are you open to reducing the cost of living increases for Social Security or open to means testing for Medicare if it's part of a bigger bargain?
Well, here's the problem. When you're talking about earned benefits, the earned benefit of Medicare, the earned benefit of Social Security, we got to be real careful about how we approach those, because too often in Washington these terms get thrown around as if they have no impact on people's lives. There are a lot of ways that we can arrive at savings in major programs like Medicare, but I'm afraid that we're getting into this back and forth already, that somehow if you just have one proposal about these programs is somehow we solve our problems. This has to be balanced. One of the best pieces of news I've heard most recently, but also over the last couple of months, is the determined effort that people on both sides of the aisle have to bring about tax reform. That's the key here. If we can have real tax reform that not only makes the code simpler and fairer for Americans, that lowers the corporate rate that our companies pay, and to do it in a way that will actually yield revenue as well, then we can get an agreement. But I think too often people go right to some proposal that Budget Chairman Paul Ryan has, and I don't think that's going to move the ball down the field very far.
Senator, let me switch gears here because we did just learn this morning about two U.S. service members who were killed in Afghanistan in what appears to be an insider attack. Yesterday, President Karzai met with Chuck Hagel for the first time as defense secretary. But Karzai threw out some pretty harsh accusations, including that the Taliban and the U.S. military wanted to keep that country unstable so the military could stick around. What's your take on what's going on there, Senator?
Well, I'm afraid what President Karzai said doesn't make any sense. It's contrary to our strategy. There's no effort by our forces and by our military to do what he suggests. Unfortunately, he does this every couple of months. I do think, though, it's important that we emphasize the critical nature of our working together to get our troops out of there as fast as we can and to do it in a way that doesn't undermine or diminish the goals we've achieved. So far, we've had great progress, but I think that if we keep engaging in arguments with President Karzai, we're probably not going to get very far, as much as he seems to want to engage in those. It makes no sense, and I think he knows that.
Senator Bob Casey, good to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
You know, Matt, if nothing else, I think you could say this is pretty dicey political timing. Sunday, there was that joint press conference between Karzai and Hagel that was supposed to be, and then it was canceled. There was also supposed to be a big handover of the Bagram prison from the U.S. to the Afghans. That didn't happen. Of course, then you have Karzai's comments about the U.S. and the Taliban. What's your take, Matt?
I think we're seeing the folly of basically the decision in December 2001 to not declare victory and go home. You built it, you broke it, you own it, philosophy of Colin Powell and other people have led us to try to take over or try to help control a failed state. And I would really hate to be the commander-in-chief who has to write letters to the surviving families of servicemen who are trying to kind of protect or help a regime that is spitting on their service right now. It's really a folly, and it's a policy dead end that we've been in now for 12 years.
Well, let me play part of what Defense Secretary Hagel said about all this.
I was once a politician, so I can understand the kind of pressures that especially leaders of countries are always under.
You know, I wonder at how much of this is the reality of the situation, how much of this is politics, as you might take from what he just said that he's suggesting.
Well, if anything, it's probably more Afghan politics than U.S. politics. Remember, Karzai is in a very difficult situation. He understands that the U.S. is leaving. Publicly, he says that they should go, but in reality, you know, we're there in part to keep him and his government safe. So he faces a very difficult political situation there. And for Hagel, look, this was his first trip. Certainly, it probably didn't go as smoothly as the Pentagon would like. I know our headlines this morning suggested that it was a bit of a blunder, and this was an early test for him as he now begins traveling the world and visiting these hot spots. I think, the senator said earlier, this has happened before. Karzai has a way of saying and doing things every few months that sort of set back the progress. But, you know, in the end, the U.S. is leaving, and Karzai has to figure out how exactly he plans to lead as that drawdown continues.
Yeah, and on the American side, Matt, do you think this was a tough first trip for Chuck Hagel?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a bad first trip?
Sure. It's a thankless job. It's going to be, no matter what happens when America leaves Afghanistan, it's going to be ugly for America and it's going to be ugly for Afghanistan. So anyone who's going to be presiding over that transfer of power, it's going to look bad and difficult for them. I don't know if there's a diplomatic magic wand that you can wave to make that process look any prettier than it actually is.
Matt Welch, Ed O'Keefe, always good to see you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.